If a school hosts a Christian group for kids, like the Good News Clubs that meet in elementary schools across the country, is the school also required to accept a Satan Club? School board members in Chesapeake, Virginia argue they have no choice. The Satanic Temple is requesting the board's approval to start an after-school Satan Club, ASSC, at B.M. Williams Primary School. June Everett, an ordained minister in the Satanic Temple and campaign director of ASSC, insists that the organization fosters creativity and projects that are often designed to benefit the community and promote empathy. The flyer advertising the club promises science projects, community service, nature activities, arts and crafts, and lots of fun. ASSC claims there is no mention at club meetings of a personal devil. Ms. Everett told Fox News that the Satanic Temple attempts to establish these Satan clubs as a constructive and positive alternative to other religious after-school clubs that she says often glorify fear and indoctrination. According to Gary Bauer, president of American Values, this controversy is part of a national campaign targeting schools with Good News Clubs. He says the real goal is to get the Christian clubs closed down. He says this is part of the ongoing national effort to silence and marginalize Christians. The existence of Good News Clubs at public schools was approved in a 2001 U.S. Supreme Court decision, which formed the foundation for equal access laws, allowing for religious groups to use public school space. ASSCs meet at select public schools where other religious clubs meet. Meg Kilgannon of Family Research Council says ASSC is trying to provoke. No Satan Club, no Christian Club. The Chesapeake School Board was on track to approve the Satan Club at Williams Elementary until a parent sponsor pulled out. Last week's school board meeting on the matter was packed. If the club is approved, at least parents are now wise to the situation. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.